WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively broadcasting from Drug City. The hashtag behind me says so. We're upstairs here at the tasting room. There is a fountain that serves delicious food and milkshakes downstairs. All brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, giving away Raven scratch-offs. I'll have some more Raven scratch-offs 2 weeks from now. We'll be out at Pappas in Timonium, or Cockeysville, I would say. On 2 weeks from now, the 18th, we'll be out there. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill, reminding everybody we're going to be serving some turkeys as well as full Thanksgiving meals on the 23rd. Still looking for some volunteers to come downtown and help out for the day. If you want to serve some folks, throw me a note, ness@baltimorepositive.com, and our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Do what I did. Make the move. Buy two, get two free all month long. Tell them you know me. I've been knowing this guy since seventh grade. I call him Ace, so if I slip and don't call him Ron, it's just because that's my pet name for him. It was for Ace Frehley from the late 1970s. I've known Ron since 1979. 79. Yeah, he's wearing his Cars 1980 tour. That's legit, right? Or is that a fake one?
That's a new one.
It's a new one. It's okay. Because if it was legit, it'd be worth like $400.
Oh, absolutely.
These vintage things.
What belt buckle you got on the day?
Ron West is a keyboard player, musician, sensation, Sinful Pleasures. How many bands are you in now?
Three. Two of them are...
I fixed you. It's all right.
Sinful Pleasure played last Friday at Michael's. You and Brian Poole came out.
I was jamming. Farouk, yep.
Saturday night, The Cultivated. We do darker stuff.
Depeche Mode?
That's the Sinful Pleasure. We do the Cultivated does The Cult, Billy Idol, Flock of Seagulls, Fix, Gene Loves Jezebel, Bauhaus, Peter Murphy, that kind of stuff. Not necessarily big hits, but you still know the stuff.
Right, stuff that wasn't radio friendly back in the college.
Exactly,
radio
college radio friendly, but not pop radio friendly.
Right on. Well, I've known you forever. We had a band together at the turn of the century called Ridgemont High, and along with Paul Lamantia, go see him at Gentleman's Gentleman over at Joppa Road as well. You know, I wanted to have Farouk on too, and it's sort of a Dundalk thing, and I'm here at Drug City.
Yep, he couldn't make it.
How many times did you come to Drug City as a kid? I mean, what was your thing here? I was a wrestling magazine guy with Kevin Eck. You weren't a wrestling guy, but you weren't a baseball card guy either.
For a while, it was wrestling and baseball, elementary school up through middle school, but not necessarily, I don't want to say I grew out of it, but...
This was the only place you could get wrestling magazines in Dundalk that was legitimate. Mindbridge, too. Mindbridge had baseball cards.
You and Kevin were big into that.
But this is where, like, when the new magazines came out, you made the pilgrimage over to Drug City. You know, you made your dad buy you some baseball cards or some wrestling magazines.
My big Drug City story, senior year of high school... was the first year I actually had a job. Had to come over to Drug City and buy my own school supplies.
Pay your own money?
Paid my own money. I had a job.
I knew your mother, man. Your mother loved you. Why didn't she buy you some school supplies?
Because I had a job.
Because you had a job. All right. Local music and being in a band. I saw you last week, and I had already invited Farouk out. Farouk's in a really big band called Eclipse,
yep.
A Journey tribute band. I did not know Farouk in high school. I knew his sister, Fozia, very, very well.
He was a few years ahead
of us. Yeah, he's a little older than us, right? Yep. So... I didn't really know him, but I got to know him. He was in New Romance maybe for a little while.
Exactly.
And so there were bands around, and you and I put together a cover band 20 years ago doing 80 songs called Ridgemont High.
We played 2002, 2003.
My wife was the Yoko Ono of my band. I always tell her she hates when I say that, but it's funny. I went back out last week with Brian Poole and watched you guys play at Michael's, and it didn't make me want to like be in a band, but it made me really appreciate... not just your band, but how much fun people were having.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Halloween gig.
Yep.
You're playing songs everybody knows and loves, doing it really, really well at a high level, which one thing I definitely want to talk to you about is how hard it is to be in a good band.
Yep.
And the notion that after COVID, if you can't go see Bono on Sunday night like I'm doing in Toronto, the next best thing you can do is go see the Unforgettable Fire at Trifecta,
yep.
Right, and see a tribute band. And I've had... REM tribute band guy on a couple weeks ago from just an unbelievably good band called Dead Letter Office. Now, we can't go see the Cars. They're dead, right? Like, literally, other than Elliot Easton doing his thing once in a while, you're not going to recreate that magic. but in the modern era, you're the closest thing. And to go down the street, pay a cover or not a cover, pay a dollar more for a beer to pay for the band, tip the band, whatever, people love... local live entertainment.
I think more than before
the plague. And that's what I was going to talk to you. And Farouk's band's real big right now with this Journey thing, and they're packing them in. People want to go out on a Friday or Saturday night in Timonium, in Dundalk, in Perry Hall, and see you're getting a lot of gigs, right?
Where the Cultivated's tonight at Bushmill Tavern in Abingdon.
See, I've never been there. And I think that's one thing about when you put up that you're playing at a bar. And same thing with Farouk. Any of my friends who are local musicians, they're playing at places that either intuitively I think, Michaels doesn't have bands. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking like they didn't have bands before. Now places are getting bands. Bands are making money and people are coming out and supporting it because they want to be out, man. We were stuck at home for 2 years. And you know what? U2's not touring right now. And Springsteen's $400 if you want to go see it.
And there's a big push that's going on to support local music. I mean, everywhere you see people who are fans of local music always posting on their Facebook pages, support local music.
Are you feeling, did I walk into something unique the other night where like it was maybe Halloween night and a little more packed or whatever? I had trouble parking, and I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, it's a 9 o'clock on a Friday night, pool invites me out, Aces Band's playing, I'm sure it'll be a good time, I'll get to see Andrea, and I showed up and I parked in Towson to get to Timonium. It was amazing.
There was two things going on. One, Halloween, built-in crowd, costume contest. Two, Sinful Pleasure doesn't play out like we used to. So when we actually do play out, people come. Just because they know that, I can go next weekend.
Well, they did. I mean, I couldn't tell if they were groupies for your band or just chicks that walked in or whatever. Everybody's sort of kind of our age. But really, like, I had a great time. I mean, I stayed for two sets. I had another beer that I didn't think I wanted to have. I ran into people I knew. I ran into people I didn't want to know ever again. That's another story. But the good and the bad of drunk people at 11:30 and 50 years old at the bar. But seeing people jamming and having a good time.
Yeah. Definitely a good time. Always a good crowd at Michael's.
What dictates what you play at this point, or what fits into a set list? Because I'm always amazed at songs that have had, you know, like Journey. What song am I listening? Don't Stop Believing. Sorry, I'm trying to think of the other songs that I hear so much. Do you almost feel sort of obligated to play it for that audience?
Yeah, we do the standards. I mean, stuff that people want to hear, and then we also throw some wild cards out there every now and then. You know, the When in Rome.
You're breaking out a little.
That's not necessarily a mainstream song,
but everybody in the bar knows a song.
It's still something that everybody knows, and it's still something that no other band does.
Yeah, so you're trying to do something that no other band's doing.
Yeah,
How many 80s tribute bands are there? Like, the Reagan years were doing it at an ungodly level.
Yeah.
Back when you and I were doing Ridgemont High 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And they're still doing it. I get flyers from them. I've never seen the Reagan years.
I've seen them maybe once.
I've never seen it.
They do the whole costume dress-up thing. I mean, that's...
But that's what a tribute band should be doing at this point, right? To some degree.
If that's what you're into.
If you're doing a band.
For me personally, I want to go hear the music, not necessarily see them all dress up. If I want to go see a Beatles tribute band, I don't need to see somebody dressing up like John Lennon. I don't need to see them wearing...
I would agree with that.
I don't need to see them wearing wigs.
I went on Monday night.
And plus, the way people would dress 80s now, people didn't dress like that back then.
Well, you and I did. I have pictures. Dude, if we were Zooming right now, I would... Damn you, Ron. I will pull the picture up, and I will embarrass both of us, because I have pictures where you look like Rick Springfield.
No. I get that. But they're dressing
you
in these bright neon atrocities now, thinking that that's 80s. But, you know, I was styling back then. You were styling back then. Just because we wore Jordache jeans and shirts that zipped up the sides... That wasn't... They're like a mockery now.
Well, I would just say this. Monday night, I was out in Timonium. I thought that I was going to be watching a baseball and a football game. And the baseball game got postponed, but it didn't matter. My text went off, and Laura Price down at Ramshead in Annapolis, I had been trying to go to the Todd Rundgren Bowie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold out. Like, sold out. It's tiny. It's as big as this room here at the Drug City. And... She texted me, said, I got a ticket for you if you want to come down. And I'm like, I had taken it off my calendar. My wife was out of town. I thought I was going to try to go on Tuesday night, not Monday night. I thought if I went Monday night, I would get a costume and do... I had been talking about doing Aladdin Sane for weeks, right? And at 2 o'clock, I get like a flyer that I could... And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. I mean, of course I'm going to. I had never seen Todd Rundgren. Rundgren did the new cars at Ramshead, and I was... like literally about to walk over there that night, and I just it was a summer night. Did you go to that show, the new car show?
No.
Did you go to the Cars reunion show with Rick Ocasek at 9:30? I did go to that.
I did not. I remember talking to you about it.
It was less than it was less than I wanted it to be, and I love the Cars.
I mean, without Ben, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it just but Rundgren's great, and of course. Never seen Rundgren do anything. I've never been in a room. And I am a, like, there aren't many people left on my bucket list. Ronnie Millsap is still on my bucket list. I've never seen him. I saw Nile Rodgers. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Best show I've seen all year was Nile Rodgers.
He's the guitarist.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Down at Merriweather, opening for Duran Duran.
Yep, my wife was there.
I've never seen Todd Rundgren. I have friends that know Todd Rundgren, right? And I've been trying to maybe get him on the show or whatever, and he's a genius. Yep. And Monday I get this offer and I'm like, screw that baseball game. Forget the Cleveland Browns and the Bengals. I'm going to go down to Ramshead. I went down there. It was so unbelievably good. It was outrageously good. David Bowie wasn't there. I mean, Rundgren's doing a part and Dolby participated. Thomas Dolby came down and did a tribute because he was on the stage Live Aid in 85. Mm-hmm. He was Bowie's conductor of the band, and he did this, you would have loved it, man, this very somber, orchestral, sort of dark version of Heroes, where he had Bowie's voice sampling, I Would Be King,
wow,
I Would Be King, and it was just this, and he had all of his pictures that he took. And he did the show with me last month, Dolby did. He told me that he had a little throwaway camera when he flew in the helicopter into Wembley, and he took
pictures.
I know
the story.
And he said he never got them developed, and he found the camera and got them developed. He took the pictures and put it into a video montage that night. I teared up. It was just, it was so beautiful. It was incredible. But Rundgren kept running on the stage, and he had three other guys in the band. One of them was a guy from Space Hog. Langdon, sorry, I'll get the name wrong. He was outrageously good. Jeffrey Gaines, who had a cover of In Your Eyes, that was his hit song, but he was doing Bowie songs. They did an ensemble 2.5 hours of 30 Bowie songs. Bowie wasn't there, but it was a moving experience, and that's where we are now, right? That's where. We're not going to go see Led Zeppelin. We're going to go see a Zeppelin tribute band dressing like them or sounding like them or whatever it is. But there's a leg for this. I'm 54. I hope to live to be 154. That the rest of my life, when bands are doing this music, I'm going to want to go out and just see what they're doing. Everybody's doing a Pink Floyd thing, right? I mean, there's just all sorts of Pink Floyd tributes. They're all different. And I'm finding some beauty in it. That if you and Farouk decided to do a set of David Bowie one night and learn 10 songs and chop it up, and I come out and see you guys do Young Americans or do Heroes or whatever, that would be that even the cover bands are doing album tributes now. Like Life's Rich Pageant does.
We do Ashes to Ashes and China Girl.
See? So you're halfway there. Add Modern Love. Add Blue Jean. Add something I can sing.
You and I used to do Let's Dance.
We did Let's Dance. Add Let's Dance. We'll do Let's Dance. I'll sing it.
And by the way, you were speaking earlier about what goes into a cover band, what goes into the musicianship. I've always been so impressed with what you did with that band for having never fronted a band to get on stage and to command an audience through three sets, having never done that before. That's impressive. That was really impressive.
Well, thank you. He was in my band. He's got to compliment me. He put up with me, even when I was off key and off pitch. Sometimes.
No, seriously, for never having done that, and for you to get up there for 3 hours.
I was really, really frightened last Friday night that you were going to call me up and make me sing. Because I thought you would.
I was thinking about it.
I know you were. You were looking at me. And I was in the back nursing my beer, and I kept moving further in the back. And I thought, he's going to call me up to sing something I don't know the words to, and I'm going to make a fool of myself in front of all these people. I really thought you were going to do that.
I didn't want...
What song were you going to call me up for?
Oh, probably Let's Go.
I would have crushed that one.
Oh, of course.
I would have crushed
that one. I mean, that's right in your range.
Yeah, I would have crushed that one. That would have been okay.
That's another song you and I used to do.
That we used to do that one.
Yep.
Ah, Ridgemont High. You can Google it. Do you still have the video? Your dad shot serious videotape of full shows of ours. Do you still have those? Are they awful?
There's clips. There's good. I have a clip on my website of Paul LaMontia doing the solo for My Sharona. Flipping nails it, man. He nails that solo.
He's such a great guitar player.
He is. He's amazing.
Well, I love you, Ace. Ron West is my childhood friend, my Dundalk friend who doesn't live in Dundalk. We're at Drug City, and we're doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I get scratch-offs. Gina Shock's coming by. We're going to have real rock and roll royalty here. George and Chuck are going to serve me the fountain crab cake, even though I'm going to have the fountain crab cake in the tasting room. So I'm going to be tasting it here in the tasting room. We're at Drug City. It's all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. Don't forget, we're going to be feeding a lot of folks on the 23rd of November. Come on down. Help us. If you want to roll your sleeves up, you want to volunteer for a great thing, just for a day, just for a morning, it's the 23rd. Email me, ness@baltimorepositive.com. And never forget our friends at Window Nation. What are your band gigs? You any Sinful Pleasure? Is there another one on the
Sinful
calendar?
Pleasure's probably done until next Halloween.
Oh, that's going to be your thing. You're going to do Halloween every
year. We're like the house band at Michael's on Halloween. Scotty B loves us, puts us in there.
I didn't know. Okay, fair. I saw Scott, but give him a shout out too. He said hello to me. Absolutely.
Oh, Scotty B is a great guy. We love Scotty.
Yeah, he books bands.
Yep. Scotty gave The Cultivated their first show at Michael's.
Where's Cultivated playing?
Tonight at Bushmo Inn, but by the time this goes out, we'll be done.
Oh, what? But are you playing any other gigs in December, January?
December 17th, we're doing Zen West. An art show. We're headlining, playing with a bunch of other great bands. And on New Year's Eve, we're at Firehouse.
All right. I'm going to try to come to Zen West and see your side. It's not your side project anymore, right?
That's pretty
Simple
much the
Pleasures
main,
is the side project.
That's what it's turned into.
All right, man. Well, if we could put Ridgemont High together. Paulie cut my hair. It's hard to say. I can't believe I didn't let my hair down for this segment. Hold on here a second. Let me fix myself here. Right, is that better? How do I look? Do I look rock and roll?
You bleeding hippie.
You asked me what belt buckle I wore today, and I'm very strategic about my belt buckles. You know this, right?
Okay.
So I found out. You heard my Gina Shock story. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, had no idea she's doing the show.
I hadn't heard.
All right, so at 6 a.m., I woke up and saw that Gina Shock was in Baltimore. All right? So she is absolutely top of the bucket list, top five bucket list person to have on the show. She is a Dundalk
drummer, native.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer.
Yep.
I've never met her. I love her band. We Got the Beat. We opened every show with We Got the Beat.
I was actually going to mention that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we did their music, and at 6 a.m. I woke up, and she was about to do the Bay at 8 a.m. And I'm not pissed, because, bro, they work hard over there. Donna Jean, they know I listen. I'm a P1 100.7 listener. They know. I can recite all their Huberisms and eat at the melting pot. I got it all. I listen all day. But they had her coming in, and I'm like, she's in Baltimore. She did a book signing over by Hopkins. I thought it was tomorrow night, but it turns out it's this evening. And Joyce Bucci, who was my art teacher at high school, her husband, George, was in Gina's band in Dundalk in 1970-something, right? Mm-hmm. Before Gina went off to join the Go-Go's. Mm-hmm. So George knows her incredibly well. And I'd always said to George and Joyce, you got to... We went to dinner. Joyce and George went to dinner with me and John Allen, my wife and his wife, Aaron. We all went to dinner, and she swore, I'm going to get Gina Shock on your show. This is 6 years ago. And I'm like, I got to get... She's putting the Go-Go's back. They're getting in the Hall of Fame. We're going to have her on. Never met Gina Shock. I talked to her publicist a year and a half ago trying to get her on before they went in the Rock of Hall of Fame, and I got okey-doked, and it never happened. So this morning, she's in Baltimore. I'm doing a show in Dundalk. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, in the old days, the magic would happen, and she would just magically appear over at Dundalk. So I threw a note to Joyce. I woke her up in the middle of the night, and I threw a note out to the cosmos, and I posted on Gina Shock's Facebook page, and an hour later, my phone goes off, and it's Gina Shock and her people, and they're like, we hear you're in Dundalk at Drug City. Could we stop by today? And I'm like,
nice.
Yeah. So when I went to get my belt buckle, which leads to the belt buckle story, I thought to myself, because these belt buckles, before I tell the whole story, you know what, about these belt buckles? You know the history a little bit of them?
Not your individual ones, but I know.
They're called Pacifica belt buckles. They happened only 3 years, 76, 77, 78, into 79.
That I did
so they
know.
All have date on the back, 76, 78, 70, 77, 78. They were only made those 3 years. They were acquired by the guy who was Kiss's manager, Bill Acoin. A-U-C-O-I-N, right? So when he acquired them, they went from being sort of demure album covers of Hotel California and Wild Cherry and Steve Miller to being more glittery, disco, looking more like Skate Land did, right? Mm-hmm. And like that Kiss glitter thing, right? So I look up on my wall, and I have about 50 of these belts now because I've gotten, like, my wife's like, you're obsessed. And I'm like, I got my Van Halen one. I wore it to your show the other night.
I saw it.
So that was sort of a holy grail when I get the Van Halen one. So I looked on the wall, and there's Fleetwood Mac, and there's Kansas, and there's Styx, and there's Led Zeppelin, and there's Rod Stewart and Elton John and, like, you know, those kind of bands. And I thought, if I'm going to wear something for Gina Shock, she's probably rock and roll as hell, right? So I'm thinking, like, they didn't make a Sex Pistols one. I have a Police one that I'm actually wearing this weekend to this Bono thing. And I looked up, and I saw this one right here, and I thought, a chick in a rock and roll band, there was only two bands that were female-oriented bands. One was Fleetwood Mac, and the other one was, of course,
Heart.
So I decided to wear the Heart belt buckle today to honor Gina Shock, because they did not make a Go-Go's one. So, but maybe we'll have one by the time the show's over. So, she's a legend, dude. She's a Dundalk.
Absolutely.
Living, breathing royalty. And other than her, when she walks into Drug City and I invite her onto the show, make a fool of myself, because I'm probably going to, like, foam at the mouth. John Waters is, you know, I want to have Barack Obama on. And, I mean, there's some people I'd like to have. Springsteen, obviously. You know, I mean, people like that. But gettable people that I can actually get on the show. I can get Nils Lofgren. I can't get Bruce. But, like, I've always wanted to have her on.
But
she has a Dundalk accent.
Is Bruce or Nils going to know what German Hill Road is?
Hell no.
Of course not.
Although, Nils did post a picture of him having pizza last night with Jamie Raskin in Scottsdale. Nils is a Marylander. So he's wearing his Maryland pride. And they have pretty good pizza out there, too. So I'll get a plug for Pizza Bianca. It's pretty good. Ron West is a keyboard player, a sensation, a co-worker of my wife as well, and my lifetime friend from 1979. Can't come to Dundalk and come to Drug City. They gave me snifters here with the little Drug City logos on it. Where's my snifter? Hold on. I'm gonna leave my set and bring that back just to let everybody know that they got me drinking highballs down here. Ace's band is playing tonight up in Abingdon.
Abingdon.
Say it again?
Bushmill Tavern in Abingdon.
Well, I just want to give a plug for it because I've never heard of the Bushmill.
They have good food.
I'll come the next time you're playing, but I'm going to go to Zen West. We're at Drug City. It's all brought to you by... By the way, did you get a Raven Scratch off?
I did not.
All right. Well, you're getting a Raven Scratch off for being our guest, Ron West.
Thank you, my friend.
And tell everybody how to find your band and find the Cultivated online.
We are the Cultivated on Facebook and Sinful Pleasure on Facebook. Sinful with a Y.
By the way, the Cult played this summer, and they looked great. I wish I would have gone.
I saw the Cult in 2017, and they were much better than they had any right to be.
He's a rock star.
Usually, bands that have been around that long, when they play now...
Teeter.
Yeah. They were fantastic.
I've seen so many good shows this year. I can't begin. The Fix was unbelievably good. Nile Rodgers.
Have you heard their new album?
Unbelievably good. No.
Fix new album?
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I heard parts of it that night, but I haven't, like, spun it.
Seen the Cult many times. Ian Astbury. Oh, I got my throat's messed up. This time, nailed it.
You know who was great, and I didn't expect him to be great at all? Rod Stewart was great.
Yeah. Recent?
Yeah. I mean, 8 weeks, he was great. Cheap Trick's always great. And, you know, get well soon. Rick Nielsen's had some surgery here this week, but... Going to concerts, it's bumming me out because I'm feeling like I'm getting to the end.
You brought me to Rod Stewart back in the 80s. You had a press pass. You were taking pictures.
In 84?
Must have been.
The week my son was born. That's a true story. My son might stop by here. No one loves Drug City like my son.
Haven't seen Barry in a while.
This is true. I'll give a plug to Chuck here. My son and his wife, my daughter-in-law's mother, what's that make her to me? I don't know. My daughter-in-law's mother, The Fountain is her favorite restaurant. They bought her gift cards on Mother's Day because she loves The Fountain. So there we have it. And I'm not even in the fountain, but I'm going to the fountain. We're upstairs. We're at the tasting room. We're at Drug City. I'm with my lifer pal, Ron West. I had Stan Jablonski here. I had Jay Trucker here.
Surprised to see Stan.
Crandall. I mean, everybody's Dundalk except Crandall. He's Gilman. But he's running for office. What? You expect me to crush Gilman when I'm in Dundalk? Well, no, you expect me to crush Patapsco when I'm in Dundalk. And when he said Patapsco and the wastewater, I didn't even realize there was a Patapsco wastewater facility. Makes its own jokes when you're a Dundalk guy. Wearing my Dundalk Hall of Fame shirt. I'm Nestor. We're down here in Drug City. Back for more. Gina Schock will be coming in. We're going to have royalty here upstairs at Dundalk at Drug City.